All right, what's going on with everybody out there today? Today is January the 24th, 2019. I am your host, Frank Johnson. Today, I will be talking about several of things that happened last week, which is the Rams and Saints game, the controversy call in there. We have the Manny Pacquiao and Adrian Broner fight. And yes, Adrian Broner lost that fight. I don't know what he's seen, thinking that he won something, whatever he thought he did. But you wasn't controlling the fight, brother. I'm sorry. I don't know what you thought you was doing, but you failed at what you was trying to do. Yeah, you were getting clean punches in and everything, but Pacquiao, he stunned you several times. He got hits in where he shouldn't have got him in at. And fighting a fighter with your type of style, which is the Philly shell, and Floyd Mayweather is probably the only other fighter that I know that has that fight style down pack. You just can't. You get on the thing and you tell everybody that you beat him. You slowed the fight down to your pace. You was persuading him into jumping in and you jab. Bruno, just face it, man. It's another loss on your record. And it's time to start thinking wiser now. You get out here and you get to talking that cash money to all these people. And then you want somebody to sit here and be on your fan bandwagon. Nobody's going to do that. Definitely if you're losing, man. I done seen several people on my Facebook page where they said that they are done being fans of yours because you are a suck-ass fighter. You'd play all this defense, but you throw no hands. You have to throw hands when you're, because the fight style that you have will lead to counter-punching. And if I'm wrong, then you might as well tell Floyd Mayweather he wrong too, because that's what he do. The fight style of the Philly shell is a counter-punching style. So, with that being said, if you just sitting there defense, and you ain't throwing nothing back, 9 times out of 10, you're going to get hit. I don't give a damn how good you are rolling your shoulder and not throwing anything back. You're going to get hit. But again, Adrian Broner, my message to you, man, is in your next fight, you decide that you want to play defense in that Philly shell, you better throw some punches back, man. Or you're going to be losing a lot more fights than just that Manny Pacquiao fight. Manny Pacquiao is a legend, and I am a big fan of his. But I know if Floyd Mayweather beat him with the same shell that you have, you should be able to beat him too. Now, on to my second topic. The Rams and the Saints game. Everybody is upset. And as I told y'all before, I'm a big Rams fan. I've been a Rams fan since they moved here to St. Louis in 95 and they left in 2015. I am still a Rams fan. I will always be a Rams fan. See, everybody else here in St. Louis, probably 99% of everybody else. I take that down some. I say 95% of everybody else here in St. Louis hate the Rams because of Stan Kroenke. Hey, fine and dandy. But like I tell everybody, You can't hate the players. You got to hate the owner that owns the team, because it's his decision. The players are not doing nothing but doing their job. They have to feed their families. They have to put food on the table. And some of them even have to pay child support. So they have to do what they got to do to get their money. You cannot get mad at the players. Get mad at the owner. Please. The owner is the one that's on top of all of this. He the one that sit here and move everything around. He decides if the Rams stay or if the Rams go. He wanted the Rams to leave. He figured that they would have better success in Los Angeles than they did here in St. Louis. Fine, so be it. All right, cool. Now you see what it got us. They left. Now we got another football team coming in 2020, the XFL. St. Louis fans should go out and show support, no matter if they win or lose. That was the downfall here in St. Louis when the Rams were here. When they started losing, nobody showed up. People bought tickets for seats for what? What you gonna buy tickets to the seats for if you're not gonna even go to the game and show support even when they're losing? You can't do it. You're not, that means that I'm not getting the money that I need with my team being in the city. And I'm not getting the support that I need with my team being in the city. Nobody comes out to our practices and watch us practice, know anything. So guess what? We're moving. He kept it undercover because he thought that he would be able. And yeah, I'm mad at Stan Kroenke too, because he's from Missouri. So, I was mad. But hey, it's all good because I'm still a Rams fan. I'm a fan of the players. I'm not a fan of Stan Kroenke. I'm a fan of the players. And with that being said, that controversial call, yes, that should have been a flag. And he should have got halfway it should have been first and gold. When he did that, I agree with everybody on that. But the fact of the matter is, everybody keeps saying that, oh, if the Saints would have got that call, they would have won the game. The Saints wouldn't have won the game. It was too much time left on the clock for Jared Goff and the Rams. You got to think logic here. This game still would have went into overtime. And who knows? Maybe the Saints would have won it. Maybe the Rams would have won it. But guess what? It still went into overtime. See, that's where y'all fell into realize it. It still went into overtime. The Saints still had a chance to win. But guess what? The Saints failed at it. They failed to protect Drew Brees. Drew Brees hadn't been performing well all night anyway. Because the Rams were getting to him. The Rams knew better from when they first played him. So they weren't getting to him the first time that they played him. This time they were more aggressive. They played as if they were all veterans playing veterans. Rams is a young team. That's the reason why I say veterans playing veterans. Because Rams are still a young team. Ram average age is 26 years old. So everybody's saying that, oh, Drew Brees would have won the game if they would have got their call. You had a minute and 46 seconds left on the clock. Drew Brees would have threw a touchdown pass. They would have kicked the extra point for the field goal. Then guess what? You're giving the Rams the ball back. Now what the Rams going to do? They're going to play it smart. McVay is a very smart coach. Very smart coach. He would have played his part as he did in that game. He would have played his part. they did well. They got pressure on Drew Brees, made Drew Brees uncomfortable. They didn't allow that many rushing yards in overtime for the Saints to lose. Now, you can call it what you want, but what I seen was a fair and square win. The referees were letting them boys play ball. Now, again, don't get me wrong. I do think that the Saints deserve that call. I'm not going to sit here and just because I'm a Rams fan and not give credit to where it's due. No. The Saints deserve that call. But guess what? The Saints ain't getting that call. And even if the Saints did, they still would have went in overtime. They still would have got that same pressure that they got on him. They still would have got that same tap on that arm that they got on him to throw that interception. And that's exactly what happened. Thanks to Mr. Johnson III. And shout out to you, brother, because my last name Johnson, too. We just may be some kin. But the fact is that you guys have to look at the situation overall with the time that was on the clock. The time that was on that clock would allow the Rams to still win in overtime. And I said, and it was another, I cannot pinpoint his name for some reason, but it was another guy. He was on television and he said, as a matter of fact, he was on the Rams pregame show before it came on, stating that he has the Rams winning in a comeback victory. When a person say a comeback victory, a come from behind win, that means something. That means that your team is legit. Now, them versus the Patriots, they may be up for a little challenge. They just may be up for a little challenge. But I don't think that the Patriots have faced an aggressive defensive line as the Rams. I think the Rams will make Tom Brady very uncomfortable. Because if they could get back there to Drew Brees and sack Drew Brees and make Drew Brees throw an interception, they can do the same thing to Tom Brady. They can do the same thing to Tom Brady. And I understand you got a lot of Patriots fans out there, but y'all have to look at it. Y'all have to look at it. This is going to be one hell of a game. And I do take the Rams in this Super Bowl. Not just because I'm a fan of the Rams. It's because they play aggressively. They are an aggressive team. So, with that being said, I thank all my listeners for listening. And keep on listening. I know I don't be on here often, but I'm going to try to start being on here a lot more often. But y'all just look out for me. Listen, the next time I come on here, my next segment, and I'll probably be back on here later on today, but my next segment will be about Donald Trump and this shutdown. And as I stated before, I will be talking about many different varieties on my podcast. It won't just be about sports, Donald Trump and the White House. It's going to be about some of everything that I come across and that I feel that people need to take recognition of. So, one unite all people, peace.